Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastors Rock and Sharon Edmonds as they minister the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here are Pastors Rock and Sharon.
This morning, amen. And all of you that are watching by Facebook today, we just welcome each and every one of you. And the glory is in the house.
Amen.
And the glory of God is here. Amen. So just be ready to receive what God has for you today, because He has something specific just for you. Amen. Mm-hmm. So have your ears ready, your heart open. Amen.
Amen.
And your spirit just ready to receive what God has for you today. And I'm going to speak a word of blessing over you. Can you stand to be blessed today?
Amen.
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 We can all stand to be blessed. And so I'm going to just speak this declaration over you today. Receive it. Amen.
Amen.
John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So I declare in the name of Jesus that you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. Mm-hmm. And a stranger's voice you do not follow. Mm-hmm. I declare you are consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God, led in right paths according to the perfect will of God, according to the perfect timing of God, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I declare no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. I declare your spirit is strong. Your emotions are settled, your mind is sharp, and your body is healed. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You are like a tree planted by the rivers of water who bear fruit in their season. Your leaves do not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Amen.
Amen.
We are strong in the Lord and in
yes.
the power of His might.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Can we say that? We are strong
Lord
in the Lord and in the power
of His might.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Yes, give God a hand clap of praise
Amen.
This morning. And before I turn it over to Pastor this morning, we want to just honor those that have served in the armed forces today, that have their lives were laid on the line and they freely gave their lives for this country. We honor them and we thank each and every one for their service to this country. Let's give them a hand clap this morning. Amen. We honor those. Praise God.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Praise okay. God.
I'll turn it over to Pastor.
Well, y'all know what time it is. It is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. And y'all know why we do neighbor looking time. We do neighbor looking time because we're going to make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. Amen?
Amen.
I came to receive,
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive.
God's good word. God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'll never, ever be the same again. In Jesus' name. Pastor Sharon was ahead of me. she's got the car going and fast forward again. I got to slow her down a little bit. Glory to God. Ask if you, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor that we're making a drawing today and answers are coming in your presence. We thank you, Father God, things that we've been praying about for a long time. The revelation knowledge comes out today and we receive it. We know what to do. We draw it out this day and we thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, starting verse number 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. So if you and I believe in our heart and say with our mouth that Jesus is our Lord, we're born again. We pass from darkness to light. I'm talking about everything is completely new. We're new creations, new creature in Christ, the second we say it. But what if we believe it and we don't say it? Guess what? There's going to be a lot of people, okay, I'm going to go here for a second. There's going to be a lot of people in hell that believed in God but did not confess Him as their Lord. They didn't confess that Jesus was their Lord. And so just believing is not enough. The Bible tells us that the devils believe and tremble. So believing is not all it takes. You must confess Him with your mouth. You must confess that He is our Lord. Now, so if we don't speak out of our mouth, then we're really not born again. Okay? We can be, you know, a good person, but you're still not born again. The promise for our salvation is voice activated. Now, so I can believe, but I can never activate it. So my salvation is released when I speak. Now that's really the promises of God are like this throughout the Bible. If salvation is the main thing we get, but the rest of the promises are the same way. We just don't realize it's that way. Another promise in Psalms 91, 10 and 11, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. So if we put that in our heart and we feed on it and we say that scripture and we mutter it, we talked about meditation last week, about how it's got to be coming out of your mouth. You got to be hearing it. You got to be reading it. You got to be seeing it. You're meditating this scripture. You're getting it down on the inside of you that no evil will befall you. No plague will come nigh your dwelling. In the International Children's Bible, it says no disaster will come to your home. And the reason I'm saying this particular scripture, it just kept coming to me. It just kept coming to me. Mention people's homes. Mention that they should say no plague will come nigh my dwelling. I mean, personalize it to you. Personalize it to where you live. But this is a personal scripture. You have a personal God that you're serving, and He will give you a personal miracle to keep any plagues from coming nigh your dwelling. But you got to put it in our heart, got to put it in our mouth. Now, no disaster will come to your home. It's not a magic spell. Now, here's what the revelation that I got, and I mean, the Lord really gave this to me. He opened my eyes to it. I know this is it's an older revelation, but He really let me see it again and see it in a new light. For these promises to work from the Word of God, for any promise in the Word of God to work, someone must release faith. Okay, now I can stand on one scripture and not stand on another scripture, and I can be all at it at this one scripture. I'm standing on this one thing, and I'm going to get it. Because I'm standing on it, I'm speaking it, I'm meditating it. It's down on the inside of me. But there's a whole lot going on in our lives. And sometimes we're not able to stand on everything at the same time. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So that's where grace comes in with each of us and with God. You know, He gives us grace. But I'm telling you, for these promises to work, the way they are designed to work, somebody must release faith. Now, these promises don't just fall on us because we're Christians. Just because Psalm 91 is in the Bible doesn't mean we're going to have it. Just because, you know, it says exactly this way, we have to do so. There's a part that we play. In order to get born again, there's a part that we had to play. Amen. These promises, like I say, are voice activated. For supernatural protection to cover somebody, as the Scripture says, somebody must speak it and they must release faith when it is spoken. So I got to believe it in my heart, and then I got to say it with my mouth. I got to speak it out. When we give voice to God's Word, God's promises in faith, great power is released. Now, Psalms 91, and this is verse number 2. This I declare about the Lord. This I declare. This I say about the Lord. He alone is my refuge. He's saying this. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. You know, I don't care how many locks you got at your house. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you've got a moat around your house. I don't care if it takes a helicopter to get to your house. I'm telling you, you can't, you're not safe. The only place of safety is in the Lord. It's by the blood of Jesus and it's by the Word of God. That's the place of safety. I mean, man can't give us safety. We could do what we can do. Now, I'm not knocking that. I'm not taking common sense out of it, because I know there's a lot of Christians that I've met through the years. Granola Christians, fruits, flakes, and nuts. I've had many Christians. I'm going to take a little sideboard journey really quick. I've had a lot of Christians tell me through the years, well, Pastor, I don't lock my doors. I trust God. Well, I lock my doors and I trust God. I deadbolt my doors and I trust God. I got a shotgun in my house and I trust God. And I lock my doors. You understand? You understand? I'm not trying to be politically funny, but hallelujah. The Bible says, you know, in order to get in somebody, you gotta take the strong man out. Well, the strong man better have something. Thank you very much. I'll leave it right there. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust Him. That must be in my mouth. I've got to be very particular what I let come out of my mouth. I can't say any old thing. And it'll take that out of the picture. It'll negate the Word of God coming out of my mouth if I say, well, you know, I know it says no plague will come nigh my dwelling. I know it says that, you know, He's got His angels surrounding me to protect me, deliver me, and help me. But, you know, I just don't know about that. I just don't know if it'll work for me. It's never worked for me before. You're saying one thing, and then that thing is evil. It doesn't line up with the Word of God. And you're saying another that's the Word of God, and you're taking it out. What you're saying, you're taking it right out. And God said we can't be doing that. We can't be speaking that way. We have to be careful what we say. Okay, I've been in accidents. I think most people in here have been in accidents. But you know, one of our confessions, I'm talking about our confessions, that we make personally a lot, is we're moved out of the way of accidents and wrecks. We're moved out of the way of evil people with evil plans. We're hidden from the conspiracies of the wicked. We're hidden from evil people with evil plans. We're hidden from drive-by shootings and random acts of violence and staged, planned acts of violence. Now, I might not have got that result every single time, but you know what? That don't stop me. That just means I get up and I say it again. Right. Something happened, but it didn't. You understand? The devil is gonna try us, but we got to keep the word going. Amen. I don't know about you guys, but the first time I ever got on a bicycle, I fell off and about broke my neck. Yeah. Not literally. I just fell off and skinned my knee. And the second time, I think I pretty much did the same thing. I had to learn how to ride that bicycle. We got to learn how to walk in the Spirit. We got to learn how to talk in the Spirit. We got to learn the things that we should be saying and the times we should be silent and not that we should restrain our tongue and some things we should not say. We shouldn't give the devil place with some of the things that we're saying. Well, I'll probably be in a car wreck and it'll probably kill me. Don't. That's death. That's death. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I want fruit. I want life fruit. So I'm not going to speak death words with this. You understand? He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises. This is the Passion Translation, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure about that. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. I want to read you something. I'll just tell you a little bit about it. Back in World War II, there was a war correspondent named C.B. Morlock, and he reported an unexplainable and miraculous occurrence. 60 German aircraft strafed, and when it says strafed, it means they're shooting like the machine guns and firing everything they got at this area. And they strafed. There was 400 American soldiers, and they were pinned down on the beaches of Dunkirk. This is a famous thing, people know about it. And they were pinned down. There's no cover on a beach. I mean, you have nowhere to run. You have nowhere to hide. And there's 60 planes coming over you from the enemy, and they're firing everything they've got, every machine gun bullet, everything they've got. They're giving it to you. And these guys are laying in the sand on these beaches. And here's what they're doing. They have nowhere for cover now. They were bombed, and they were using bombs. The enemy was using bombs and machine guns. Not one single man out of 400 men was hit. It's miraculous. It's even recognized as being miraculous by people that know. Every man in the group left the beach without a scratch. This guy stated, "I have personally been told by Navy men who picked up those particular survivors from Dunkirk that the men not only recited Psalm 91, but they shouted it aloud at the top of their lungs." I mean, you say, well, you know, that's not necessary. You might feel a little different if machine gun bullets were coming by your head. Machine gun bullets were hitting the sand right in front of you, right behind you, right next to you, really and truly probably through you. Through you. There's not a chance they didn't get hit at all. They just didn't get hurt. They didn't get a scratch on them. God just made sure those bullets, no weapon formed against them would prosper, Isaiah 54:17, because they were declaring Psalm 91. They declared it. They were shouting it. There's no more power in shouting it than there is saying it low. It's just got to be meditated on the inside of us, and it's got to be real on the inside of us. When we release it, we're releasing faith. You understand? Brother, you in that kind of situation, you ready to release some faith. I'm going to release some faith for some divine protection here. And that's what they did. They shouted aloud at the top of their lungs, saying, their trust released their faith. NIRV translation, this is Psalms 91 and 9, says, suppose you say, I like this, suppose you say, the Lord is the one who keeps me safe. I'm actually going to put that in my mouth. I'm always saying something about safety, but I'm going to say, the Lord is the one that keeps me safe. Because that's true. It's not the type of car that you bought that's keeping you safe. That's a natural thing. That's not a bad thing, but it's not that type of car that's keeping you safe. It's not what you've got at your house. It's not, you know, that you've got dogs or you've got guns or anything else. It's the Lord that's keeping you safe. It's the Lord that's going to keep your family safe. It's the Lord that's going to keep everything that concerns you safe. Because it's down on the inside of you and you're just speaking it out of your mouth. Proverbs 14:3, this is in the Passion Translation. The words of a proud fool. Wanda, you mentioned fool the other night. I thought that was very, very well. I liked it. Matter of fact, she named one of the faith builders a fool. Something about fool. That got a lot of people. Fool! They're calling people fool in this church. No, we're saying what the Word said. The Word said it. It says, the words of a proud fool will all come back to haunt him. But the words of the wise, we're the wise, will become a shield of protection. The words of the wise will become a shield of protection around them. So my words and your words can be a shield of protection around us. We are not told to just think the word. It says, I will say of the Lord. I will say. The promises of God, again, are voice activated. Joel 3:10, which Pastor Sharon really was saying, let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. The promise of supernatural strength is voice activated. When we say we're strong, we may feel weak, but we're declaring the Word of God is my highest authority, and the power is released when we say it. We're speaking in line with God's Word, and it's released in the atmosphere, and it's released in our bodies. That was great truth and great power that was released in the Word of Wisdom and the Word of Knowledge today. Great, great, great. I mean, Hallelujah. Mentally agreeing that the Word is true is not enough. Power is released in saying. All right, I want y'all to say this. Power is released by saying. Power is released by saying. Say, the promise is voice activated. Now, this is Matthew 12:34. You offspring of vipers, how can you speak good things when you're evil or wicked? For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Pastor Sharon was teaching last Sunday, and she mentioned reserve. You need a reserve of the Word of God. That exploded when I heard that word, reserve, and I meditated that all week about how we need a reserve of the Word of God. Because sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I want to say something else and something else comes out and it's a death word or something I shouldn't be saying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's because my reserves are too low. I need more of the Word of God in my reserves for the Word of God. Whatever I've got in me abundance is going to come out in my mouth. Okay? If you've got the news in you in abundance, it's going to come out your mouth. Yeah, I didn't think I'd get shouted down for that. That was good, though. It was very good. See, a lot of people can't see the importance of coming to church week after week. But you're going to have to speak out of your reserves sometimes. And so you're going to have to get the Word of God put in you week after week, day after day. Matthew 12 and 34 in the Passion, "For what has been stored up, reserved, in your hearts will be heard in the overflow of your words. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." Let me say that one again. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. What's in your heart comes out of your mouth. Luke 6:45 in the CSB translation, "A good person produces good out of the good stored up, reserved in his heart. And an evil person produces evil out of the evil stored up in his heart. For his mouth speaks from the overflow." His mouth speaks from the overflow, the reserve. His mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. So we walk in supernatural protection, supernatural favor, supernatural strength by declaring from the overflow of the reserve that's in our hearts. I must build that reserve up. I must speak in line with the Word of God. And when I do, when I speak anything in line with the Word of God, Psalms 103 and 20 says, "Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that you do His commandments, hearkening to the voice of His Word." So when we declare the Word of God, the angels stand at attention and they go. They're dispatched when we speak the Word of God. Hallelujah. Things that we see are subject to change. Amen? By the words that we speak. Negative doctor's reports are subject to change. Negative finances are subject to change. Hopeless looking situations are subject to change. Drug addict kids are subject to change. I will say of the Lord. Amplified Classic. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. So awesome, Pastor. So awesome. I'm only going to add a few things. We're going to be taking communion this morning. So carrying on with the promises of God are voice activated. Ephesians 6 and 12, and this is the King James Version. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So whether we realize it or not, or whether you realize it or not, we are in a war. But it's not a flesh and blood war. It is a spiritual war. And so, you know, we can't fight spiritual things with our flesh. We have to fight them with using our spiritual weapons. Amen? Using our spiritual weapons against the enemy. And so, you know, the enemy is who we're fighting today, the devil. And, you know, the Word of God is one of the most powerful weapons that we can use. It is more powerful than you even think. But as Pastor said, you can't just think the Word of God. You have to speak it out of your mouth. That makes it a weapon. Now, we have to hide God's Word in our heart, but when we speak it out of our mouth, that is our powerful weapon against the enemy. You know, Jesus used it. He used that weapon of speaking the Word out against the enemy in the temptation in the wilderness. As he said, every time the enemy tempted him with something, he said, "It is written." And so when we speak the Word of God out, we are saying, "It is written." Because the enemy is a liar, isn't he? He is the father of lies. Now, he'll take a little bit of the Scripture. He'll take a part of the Scripture, but he will twist it. He will turn that Scripture around to try to trip you up. But you know, it is written. Amen. It is powerful. The Word of God is powerful. And then in verse 17 of the same scripture or chapter, it says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So what is our weapon? It is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Amen. So the Word of God is powerful. It is a sword against the enemy. As we said, you can't just think it. You've got to speak it out as the weapon against the enemy today. So, you know, do just like Jesus did. Amen. He is our example. Do what he did. We think we can come up with a better way. No, we can't come up with a better way. It goes back to the Word of God. Amen. Being following our example, doing it the way that he did it, doing it the way that he said it. Amen. No, you know, we think a lot of times, you know, we know so much, but we, when it comes down to it, we don't know anything outside of the Word of God. We don't know anything outside of God. So we can't come up with a better plan. We can't come up with a better way to do things. Amen. It's got to be back to the Word of God, the way that God says to do it. Amen. His way of doing things, his way of operation, not our own. Amen? Amen? So use that weapon of the Word of God. And another weapon that is powerful is prayer. Yes. Amen? Praying in the Spirit. Verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Amen? Praying always in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is powerful. You know, the enemy doesn't want you to know how powerful it is when you pray in the Spirit. Now, you know, we pray in our understanding, amen, but then warfare comes, amen, praying in the Spirit. So, you know, if you don't have the Holy Spirit today, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I encourage you, it's not something scary, it's not something weird, amen. It is your prayer language, it is your heavenly language, amen. And so we can use that against the enemy. You know, we get revelation knowledge when we pray in the Spirit, amen. So, you know, it is a powerful thing. It is a powerful weapon that we can use against the enemy. You know, Paul said, he said, the scripture, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, in the Living Bible, it says, I use God's mighty weapons, not those made by men, to knock down the devil's strongholds. We want to knock the devil down, don't we? Well, you know, we can't knock the devil down with our fist. We can't hit and kick the devil. But we can use the Word of God. Amen? We can use our mighty weapons. Paul said, I use. See, think about that today. I use my weapons. How did he use them? He didn't just think it. I'm thinking the Word of God. No, he used his weapons. You can literally hear the weapons being used out of Paul's mouth. The enemy has to hear the weapons being used out of our mouths. Amen. The Word of God spoken. Amen. Praying in the Holy Ghost. The devil trembles when we pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Are praying in our own words powerful? Yes, they are. But we need to also pray in the Spirit. Paul used those mighty weapons. Evidently, Paul spoke the Word of God out of his mouth. Like the Word says, amen? Like Jesus said, it is written. Evidently, Paul used that weapon, amen? And you know, we know from 1 Corinthians 14 and 18, it says, I give thanks to God that I speak in tongues more than you all. Paul spoke in tongues a lot, evidently. Amen? And so he used those weapons against the enemy. And that is an example that we need to take into ourselves. How powerful that the weapons of God are against the enemy. Amen. We can destroy what the enemy is trying to do by speaking the word of God out. When fear comes, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. When the enemy comes against you trying to put doubt in your mind, no, I'm a believer. I am not a doubter. I believe the word of God. He says that I am saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. You've got to give him back the word of God. So many people think, you know, well, I'm just not going to say anything. I know these thoughts are coming against. You better speak back to the enemy. Amen. You better speak the word of God back to the enemy. Speak the power of the word of God. Amen. Some people, if you saw me and Pastor in our house or in our car, would think we had lost our mind. We were on the crazy train. Amen. We're crazy for the Lord. Amen. And we're using the weapons that he has given us against the enemy. Hallelujah. Don't back down. See, the enemy is a bully. He, you know, bullies try to put fear on you. They try to tell you what you're not. But I have to say, this is what I am right here. Amen. I am what the Word of God says I am. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. I can have what the Word of God says I can have. Amen. Keep reinforcing it. Keep reinforcing the word, no matter what it looks like in the natural, no matter what things feel like in the natural, amen, no matter what they say, this is what he says. This is what the King of Kings says right here. This is final authority. He has the last word, amen. Praise God. I'm going to stop with that this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go out ready, amen. We're going to go out with our weapons, speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, speaking the word of God, amen, what the Lord has given us. He's not just left us here helpless. Praise God. He has left us with some mighty weapons to fight against the devil, to fight in the spirit, amen. Hallelujah. Give him another hand clap of praise this morning. Pastor, you can come up.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.